Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, it's been a Monday thus far. I had trouble sleeping last night, and I normally don't. I usually sleep like a rock. I usually don't let my problems go to bed with me. But I don't know what was going on last... Well, I do know what was going on last night, and I will ask you for some prayer. There just always seemed to be behind here. And it's starting to catch up. So I'm going to ask you to pray for me, pray for the wisdom that I can have, and if you can send a little help, it'd be nice. The prayers are always welcome. So anyway, with that, I actually was up a little earlier this morning than normal, and I came into the office early thinking I was going to get a jump start on today's show and this week. Lots of phone calls to make and things to follow up on. But that's not how it worked out. I come in and first of all, you know, I pack a lunch. I don't go out to lunch. I pack a lunch, bring it in here, and I bring a little stainless steel container of water. Well, I didn't get it screwed on tight. So I got water dripping all over the place as I'm walking from my car to the office into the door. And so that was number one. Of course, that's my fault. And I sit down and I get the computers booted up and I don't have any internet. So I spent 30 minutes on the phone with the local provider trying to figure out what was wrong. After I went down, I call it the dungeon. If my landlords are listening, I call it the dungeon and rebooted the internet two or three times and then ended up rebooting my computer and finally he got it back on. So... looks like we got an issue there coming up that's going to cost us some money. But finally, I did get it all up and running. Now, I got to looking and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, look at these stories. Wow. Ignorance gone to seed or ignorance in full bloom. That's what my late boss used to say. I have some articles today that are maybe heartwarming, just one maybe. And the others, they might make you angry. And hopefully, maybe they'll call you to action. I've never seen the like of the lying and the manipulation and the out-and-out theft, the craziness, the hysteria. They lie to us. They steal your tax dollars for their purposes, evil. And then they manipulate the picture, thinking the American people won't figure this out. Most don't. But that's only because we have no way of knowing the truth, if you listen to mainstream media. I had lunch after church yesterday. A grandson of mine made a profession of faith and was baptized, and so I had lunch with my son and his wife and the family and her family. And my daughter-in-law's dad, after we were done, he started talking about the state of this nation and the hysteria. He says... he's never seen the like of such hate and craziness. And I told him, me either. Me either. So he asked me what I thought was going to happen. I really don't know. I can't make predictions that I have any confidence in. That's not who I am. But do you remember when President Barack Obama stated to the American people, he said to the press, Americans are too smart to elect President Trump, then candidate Trump. And if that's really what he felt and how he felt and what he meant, what happened? Is there any wonder that the Democrat Party hates you? Remember when Hillary questioned then candidate Donald Trump, what would he do if he lost? You know, my daddy once told me, and I was having a teenage crisis, that people judge you by the way they are, Now think about that. People judge you by the way they are. You know, I'm having a little bit of a moment here. I remember when my dad was sitting there talking to me about this. And I've never forgot those words. And I've watched through my life, more so in the last several, maybe 15, 20 years than the other. I was so busy raising kiddos. But it's really blatant right now within the political arena. Nobody trusts the other guy because they assume they're going to behave just as they would. They judge you by the way they are. I saw a tweet over the weekend that I want you to think about. Just think about it a little bit. With all that the President Trump has accomplished, whether you like what he's accomplished or not, with all that he's doing and trying to do, do you wonder, what on earth were all the other presidents doing all the time? All the time they were in their office, not just President Barack Obama, no, not just him, all of them. Both President Bush's, President Clinton, and President Barack Obama. Look how, you can say whatever you want about President Trump, but he is a workaholic. And he's pressing forward. And you know, I think he knows he's only got, and I believe he'll be reelected unless something astronomical happens. I believe he's only got 8 years to fix a mess that's been going on for several decades. A nation of people that believe in the mainstream media and the continual predictions of doom every time President Trump tweets, has a press conference, or signs an executive order, or meets with a leader of other nations, leaders of other nations. A nation of people that believe that, I stop and I think about, they're the example of the little boy who cried wolf, at least the mainstream media, or the hate Trump media. They keep crying wolf. They keep saying, this is going to happen. Doom and gloom. We're going to go to war. This is that and that and this. And they go on and on and on, and the people keep running to them. And soon, they won't. Soon, the American people will see. And that's my prediction. Now I'm thinking of my third grade class teacher, Mr. Fielder. Do you ever wonder what happened to some of those teachers? He walked around, and you've heard me talk about this before, but you know that's what happens when somebody gets old, they repeat their stories. He used to walk around the classroom, and he would say, "What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees?" I believe the American people are looking at trees and not seeing the forest. Because I know the American people, and they're smarter than that, as President Barack Obama said. And they will. I believe in you, and I believe you will wake up. I think most of you listening are awake. And realize that you're being lied to. We're being duped. They're using us as their useful idiots. And we're not being treated as free men and free women. So, let's get started on the news, and I want you to tell me your predictions. Will Americans start connecting the dots? Will Americans break away from the status quo and not elect the Dems, the opposite of the sitting president, in the November elections? What do you think is going to happen? Will this hysteria get worse, or will it eventually calm? As the people realize, they're crying wolf every time, and there's no wolf. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. When we come back, I got some good news, well, some warm, fuzzy news, that I think should make you proud and make you a little bit stop and think, what were these other presidents doing all this time? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I said I was going to bring some good news before I start bringing the ignorance gone to seed and the inside, outside, upside down news. But this one is kind of, it's profound that President Donald Trump got this done, especially after all the doom and gloom and, you know, we're going to go to war and he's going to make us into a nuclear war and all that good stuff. But the veterans are advocate. The veterans advocate on the return of Korean War remains says, I couldn't be more proud. Veterans advocate Johnny Joey Jones, they call him Joey, reacted Saturday to the return of what he believed to be the remains of 55 U.S. servicemen killed during the Korean War. And the White House said that on Friday, the cases were collected in North Korea and later put aboard a United States military aircraft in South Korea. Jones said on Fox and Friends that the only place to lay the soldiers' remains is in the United States. He said, we're going to have a chance to lay them to rest in the only place that they can find rest, in the only place they should be, and that's here at home. So these 55, and I'm sure they'll do some work to find out the identity of them, will be put to rest finally. And the families will finally get to grieve and put closure. Jones himself is a Purple Heart recipient. He lost both his legs in 2010 working as a Marine Explosive Ordnance Disposal Technician in Afghanistan. He added Saturday that the sacrifice of soldiers is not seen firsthand by many and that many people don't fully understand what it means. Today we stand and we're not forgetting these men. Today it's not the forgotten war. The transfer of the remains from the 1950 to 1953 Korean War had been negotiated last month during a summit meeting in Singapore between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. President Trump tweeted his thanks to Kim, saying that the arrival of the rain should be a great moment for so many families. And Jones says, "I'm proud that today our country took a stand and that decades later our president took a political risk to bring these men home, and I couldn't be more proud." 55 finally come home. But this is even more devastating to me, to the reality of this. It's believed, it says here, that the remains of about 5,300 U.S. soldiers are still in North Korea. 5,300. I have a brother-in-law who lost his daddy in the Korean War. So what were the previous presidents doing all that time? They certainly weren't putting Americans first, were they? Sorry that they weren't. And it goes back. It goes back. Those bodies have been there a long time. Even the one that the Republicans love to claim and conservatives love to claim, President Ronald Reagan, didn't get it done. Well, let's go to hysteria. I have two articles here. It's just crazy. It really is crazy. Maxine Waters threatens to reverse Trump's tax scam if Democrats win in Congress. Now, that's my question for you today. Do you think that the Democrats are going to, it's going to be like the status quo, like it always happens, you know, if you have a Republican or Democrat president, whatever president is elected, the next November election will go with the opposite party. Do you see that happening this time? Because if I were to be someone who predicted, I would say no. I would say they will not this time. Before I get started on that, let's go to Tom in Michigan. Tom, real quick, what's your prediction?
Okay, my prediction is that Donald Trump is the basket of summer fruit that's spoken of in Amos chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. And what I mean by that is, I mean, this is your last chance. I mean, summer fruit is there, you know, for a minute, and you either make wine out of it, or, you know, I mean, and then it's just gone.
Give me the scripture reference again. It was
Amos chapter 8.
1 through 2.
And then after this basket of summer fruit, I think that, you know, things are going to progressively get worse for the foreseeable future. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's going to be the next, you know, like, say a good president comes along maybe every 50 to 70 years. Mm. I mean, we had Kennedy and then, you know, and now we have Trump. I guess Reagan wasn't too bad. He went, you know, whole hog on the drug war, and I think that's caused us, you know, a lot of problems.
He wasn't able to accomplish everything that he wanted to. In fact, some things went the opposite way. But he did bring pride back into America. He did do that. And he did put strength back into to our military. And he didn't let anybody roll him over except for here.
I think there's an excellent chance that we'll get Trump for a second term. And stay strong in both the House and Senate. But the thing is that there's so many Republicans that, you know, that will want to go either way.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to have to define that stay strong, because even with the Republicans as a majority, they're not strong supporting this president.
Well,
We've really got a bad connection, okay. Tom. I can't hear half of what you're saying. Your phone's cutting out really bad.
Is this better?
Say something else. So you didn't say much.
Is this any better?
Yes, that is better.
Okay. The Democrat, if it wasn't for the Republicans, though, the Democrats would be just running roughshod. So.
Oh, yeah. They'd have got rid of President Trump already. But that's what they're threatening to do. But we've had an awful lot of Republicans that haven't, you know, they've been riding the fence and they've been silent and not doing anything. And some of them have been very vocal against the president, like John McCain and some of the others. And I know that there's one man that's going to get elected. More than likely, I would predict that probably Romney is going to get elected and he will not be an advocate for President Donald Trump. So.
You like to think that they would do what's right rather than, you know, what having, you know, holding personal grudges or something like that.
Well, you know, they take an oath to uphold and preserve and protect the Constitution of the United States. And then people like Bernie Sanders, they go the opposite direction and they do everything in their power to fight the republic, to fight democracy, to bring in socialism. And there's something wrong with that the American people don't see what they're doing, that they take an oath to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and then they turn around. You know, we saw the Democrats, 2 years ago, have a sit-in against the Second Amendment. Well, they should have all been kicked out. Every one of them should have been kicked out for a breach of promise. They take an oath, and then they broke it. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, Tom. Thank you. Appreciate your call, always. I have Maxine Waters here. She says, of course, the economy has improved, and of course, we could take credit for all of that, meaning President Donald Trump. But in the final analysis, when this country understands and feels what has been done with the tax scam, she doesn't call it tax reform, she calls it tax scam, and what that's going to do for our deficit in this country, it's going to be reversed. A combination of the tax scam and the tariffs will undermine all that has been done in the economy that was started by Obama, she said. I had to kind of chuckle about that. The deficit. You know, when President Barack Obama ran, and he was right in his words, talking about that $9 trillion debt we had with President Bush. But then it more than doubled in the 8 years of President Barack Obama. There's no difference in some of these parties. There's no difference in these administrations. They keep running us into debt, and they keep spending money. Your money. And then they want to squeeze just a little more out of you. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. What's your prediction? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable. sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go straight to the phone lines before I go to this next article. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm still getting by. How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm barely getting by, but I'm here. How are you?
Yeah. Well, you're sounding pretty good to me.
Well, I am doing that. Yeah, physically I'm good.
Yeah,
physically
right.
I'm great.
Well,
I've been blessed.
Well, I have not got a prediction, but what I've got is I've got an idea for how you might make some money for the show and also push the election in the right direction.
Let's do it.
Okay, I have got an idea for a bumper sticker that I think says the most important point of this, you know, well, Trump's policies are making the economy come back so well, and people are getting jobs, and the industry's coming back, and our trade deficit is getting smaller, and all this kind of stuff. So I have got an idea for a bumper sticker that might help push the election the right way, and that is, make America poor again, vote Democrat. If those were out all over the place, I would love to have one of those. If those were out all over the place, you know, I think it might help move things in the right direction.
I think that's a good one.
Idea.
Of course, now we gave it to everybody.
Yeah. Personally, I haven't got any kind of a marketing system to set up to get them out myself. But you talk to,
takes revenue to get that stuff started.
Every day.
Yeah, maybe we've got a
thing of a marketing system set up to sell those.
Maybe we've got a listener out there that'll help us out because I don't have the revenue. So maybe we have a listener out there that'll help us out and we could get bumper stickers made. Of course, we've got to have www.csctalkradio.com on it. So that's a good idea. Now, did you have any kind of prediction at all?
No, I don't want to make a prediction, but I tell you what, I'll look into getting them printed up and paying for printing if you'll sell them, if you'll promote them and sell them on your show.
Well, you
and
bet
you
I
can
will.
Split the money.
You bet I will. You bet I will.
Okay.
And I bet you'll have a real pretty design on them. And let me know if you need anything on my end.
Okay. I'll do
All right.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
Thanks.
Get on that.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate
okay.
it. Thanks.
Okay. Bye, Beth.
God bless you. Uh-huh. Bye. Well, something that I was going to say was inside, outside, upside down, was talking about the derangement syndrome. I didn't really get to finish everything with Maxine Waters, but Maxine Waters, regardless of what things look like, even though things look better, kind of goes along with Joe's bumper sticker, regardless of how things look, you need to vote against this man. And if the Democrats get in there, they're going to do away with this this tax reform, this tax scam. They're going to cut it out. And they're not going to cut your taxes. They're going to do away, eliminate the reform. So what little crumbs you were getting, they're not going to let you have. Because you don't even deserve the crumbs. Because you apparently weren't smart enough to not elect President Donald Trump. I hope you understand, and it's not just these Democrats, but these elite politicians, so many of them, they look down their nose at you. You are nothing but the deplorables. You're the essentials. You're the ones who count. Your voice. This is the only talk show that will give you a voice. You know that's true. You have never been forgotten on CSC Talk Radio. Never. Never have you been forgotten. Well, the therapists, they're seeing patients with the Trump derangement, and I guess it's been, I guess the therapists, the psychiatrists, the psychologists, they've got more work, they've got jobs. It's really kind of shameful. It's sad that these people can't seem to understand that this was an election. And the mainstream media screaming their doom and gloom, and it's going to be nuclear war and all, you know, what's going to break loose because President Donald Trump called Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, although he liked Little Rocket Man. He liked being called Little Rocket Man. And he met privately with Putin, and he should have never done that. This is craziness. It's absolute craziness. We have Neil from Illinois. Neil, do you have a prediction for me?
Well, I do in a way. You were talking about Trump's tax plan.
Yeah. Well, the tax reform that he'd already done, yes.
Yeah. In that, from the Hill, it was in last year's issue, April 10th, but it said Trump's tax plan for Social Security.
Hmm.
And what it does is it totally defunds Social Security, takes away FICA, so it can't be a cash cow, you know, for the Democrats.
You know, and of course other people will misinterpret that and think that, you know, it's you're absolutely right. I haven't read the details on that, but I have heard about it. And so what do you think? Do you think the Democrats are going to take over the Senate and the House?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I think their hysteria is killing them. They have nothing to run on but anger.
They've got no plan.
They've got no body.
You know, I mean, they don't even have a plan for Social Security.
Oh, they got a plan, all right. They're just going to keep taking it, you know, keep running
it.
Yeah,
that's their plan.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's a mess.
Neil, I know.
Neil, thank you. Thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Calling. Appreciate your voice. Well, the IRS, this is an article that immediately made me think of Derry Brownfield. He wrote an article in his newsletter, which was called The Chronicle. He had one in there every month. It was called Ignorance Gone to Seed. And every once in a while, he'd have one, Ignorance in Full Bloom. And I typed all those out for him and put that all together. I missed my newsletter, but it wasn't even breaking even. And if I ever can, if the Lord's willing, I will make it up to everyone. But right now, that's impossible. But the IRS, listen to this now. This is going to make you angry. The IRS has hired hundreds of fired employees. This particular article is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, and they preface this with, Congress should step in. This is written by John York. It says, for one of the most punitive agencies in the federal government, the IRS sure is forgiving with its own employees. Representative Kristi Noem, she's a Republican from South Dakota, has proposed a bill that would prevent the IRS from rehiring employees fired for misconduct or poor performance. According to the Treasury Department's Inspector General, the IRS did not provide officials responsible for hiring decisions with information about employment history, though that information is readily available. As a result, the IRS, an agency with nearly unrivaled access to citizens' personal information and capacity to harass individual taxpayers, rehired a fired worker with several misdemeanor theft convictions and one count of felony possession of a forgery device. We're going into a commercial break. I got more. Ignorance. It's past seed. It's in full bloom. Derry, you were right. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, the only voice for the forgotten men and women. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government.
There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of this Monday. It's Monday show. We're going to go to Ray in Illinois. Oh, we lost Ray in Illinois. Thought he had a prediction. He probably had business to take care of. Well, I want to take care of business here. The IRS also, now this is IRS rehiring fired employees. You know, in some jobs, even if you quit, you can't come back. 11 employees previously disciplined for unauthorized access to taxpayer accounts rehired. An employee who was absent without leave for 270 hours with the equivalent of 33 work days rehired. An employee fired for physically threatening coworkers rehired. An employee fired for lying about previous criminal convictions on employment forms. You know, that is a federal offense, isn't it? Rehired. 17 employees previously caught falsifying official documents. Rehired. Often these employees do not have to wait long to get their old offices back. Two IRS employees fired for poor performances were rehired within 6 months. Faced with these findings, the IRS was unapologetic. Of course they were. In a response letter to the Inspector General's office, the IRS Chief Human Capital Officer, I think that's human resources to the rest of us, wrote that the IRS determined its current process is more than adequate to mitigate any risks to American taxpayers, federal agencies, and its employees. How is that? How does he come to that conclusion? Given that the IRS refuses to change its hiring process, swift congressional action is necessary. And Noem's bill, this is, remember, Representative Kristi Noem. She's a Republican from South Dakota. And by the way, hello in South Dakota. Ad Noem's bill has got a good chance to pass. In fact, a previous version of this legislation passed in the House 345-78, a little more than 2 years ago. These Inspector General reports and the IRS response was especially disturbing given the IRS extraordinary power over the citizens. You know, the forgotten men and women, the deplorables, who are essential. No department or agency should be able to rehire employees fired for misconduct or poor performance. They shouldn't even want to. Future legislation should make federal employees non-hireable throughout the federal government, not just in the IRS. So this is going on everywhere. Why do Americans put up with this? Because we don't know. Somebody like John York has let us know. We wouldn't even know about this bill from Senator Noem. I mean, Representative Noem. N-O-E-M. Noem. We wouldn't know. But for the Heritage Foundation and the Daily Signal, and if you're not getting that, you wouldn't know it without listening to CSC Talk Radio. 202-224-3121 is also your voice. That's the switchboard to the White House. That's the switchboard to your representatives, to your senators. Tell them to put a stop to this ignorance gone to seed or in full bloom. Tell them you're sitting on the board of this corporation and you demand that they stop hiring felons and those who have been fired for misconduct. I'm going to close with this. This is just more ignorance gone to seed and more lies. Planned Parenthood is suing South Carolina over Medicaid ban. Now, Medicaid is state-run, right? That means your tax dollars. And in most states, at least in the state of Missouri, Medicaid was for those who couldn't afford anything. Right? Okay. Well, I believe it was Tucker Carlson last week or the week before interviewing some gal who was clueless, wanted abortions for everyone, but claimed your tax dollars weren't paying for abortions. Even though 40-some percent of the taxpayers' money is 40% of it is the revenue for Planned Parenthood, none of that goes for an abortion. That only goes for the clinic processes and you know, mammograms. And I know someone who worked in the Planned Parenthood clinics. They do not do mammograms. They may do a breastogram and send you breast exam and send you to get a mammogram, but they do not do mammograms. That is just another lie. In fact, this lady was saying on Tucker Carlson, and I think I mentioned it to you last week, that the Republicans want to force women to have babies. Seriously. Were our great-grandparents, grandmothers forced to have babies? Were they forced to have these babies? Ignorance, ignorance, ignorance. Theft, lies, lies and manipulation. Planned Parenthood is not a good organization. Will we ever overturn Roe versus Wade? I doubt that. Can we ever change the hearts and educate the people to what's truly happening? Yes, I believe we can. and CSC Talk Radio is trying to do just that. CSC Talk Radio, for 7 years, has been the voice of the forgotten men and women. I don't believe you to be deplorable. You can call that a cutesy name and keep that title if you'd like. But Beth sees you as the essentials. Tomorrow we will have Mike Lindell on. We're going to talk about how he started MyPillow. We're going to talk about the MyPillow just a little bit, but mostly about how he's what he's done with his community. How he's helped make America great again, long before President Donald Trump ever said it. Mike Lindell and others, and we're trying to find them. We're trying to find these companies. We're trying to bring them on board. Trying hard to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.